Hey, you're back. I didn't know if it would be you or a delivery I'm expecting. I'm so very happy you're first, though. Come in, come in. I'd say don't be shy, I don't bite, but we both know that isn't true now, don't we? You got enough clothes this time, right? Not that you'll need them, of course. You're going to be naked for about 3 days anyway. Hey, do me a favor. Put your bag down, then go and pour us 2 glasses of water, please. The tall glasses. Then the cupboard over the microwave. I've finally put them away. Oh, wait a second. Stop there. Sorry. It's been 3 hours since I last had my hands on that ass. I missed you, and so I couldn't resist a quick spank any longer. Or a quick rub over the front of your shorts. Growing hot already, my dirty bad boy. Turn your head to me. Actually, let's push you up against this wall. Now, remember what I said to you this morning before you left? That today is going to be different to the last couple of days? While I work out what works for us? As your dom, today I'm going to test you. Be harder on you. More demanding, physically, mentally, verbally. Just like we talked about. You're still okay with that, correct? Answer me. Yes? Yes, who? Yes, Mistress Sivis. That's right. I let that little indiscretion slide. But you only get one. You hear me? Just a single one. I'm going to tease you, punish you, degrade you, fuck you. And that's what you need. That's what you crave, isn't it? Answer me. And say my name this time. Good boy. Fuck. I'm already in the mood to eat you alive. You just look so tasty. And your heart is pounding through your chest. You're desperate for this, aren't you? Yeah, you are. But go get the water. Thanks, baby. And then go and put it in the bedroom. Oh, look at that. If this is what I think it is, maybe you'll get to be eaten alive very soon after all. Now go. Water. Now. Thanks. Yeah, that's me. Bye. Come on, be quick. Get your ass into the bedroom. My package has arrived. Okay, good. Put the glasses down there. And now, strip. You heard me? Everything off. That's it. Totally naked. Perfect. What are you doing? Sitting next on me on the bed? Oh, I get it. You thought we were opening the delivery together. Oh no, honey. I'm opening this alone. Everything in there is for my eyes only, for the time being. You're going to be blindfolded, clueless as to what is coming your way. Anticipation levels through the roof, because that's exactly how I want you. You see? To me, this is a mere delivery. Just a package. To you, this is a mystery box. And all good mysteries need a surprise or two, don't they? But first, before I open anything, because your outrageous assumption that you were my equal or something, I want you over my knee. Come on. Fuck. My bad boy can be very compliant sometimes, can't he? Now hold still. But compliant or not, he still needs a firm hand. All those goosebumps as you wriggle and squirm over my knee. Did I tell you that you could wriggle and squirm, huh? Such a bad boy. Fuck. Already, these cheeks feel nice and warm. Two more for each. Now, get on your knees. Wait there. See, while you were out, I got this blindfold ready. Let's just wrap it around your head. Now tell me, can you see anything at all? No? So you couldn't see me slapping your face, no? And, well, I had to make sure you weren't lying to me, but good. Now wait a second. Tilt your head towards me. Give me your hand. Can you feel how wet my underwear is? Just by thinking about how much fun I'm going to have with you. Yeah. I slipped my clothes off. I'm wearing nothing but my underwear. But you can't see me. You're not allowed to see me. You don't have my permission. I've taken your sight from you, and very soon, I'm going to take away your freedom to move. But for now, put your hands behind your back. Now to wrap your belt around your wrists, all tied up. Your throat looks a bit bare, baby. Maybe it would look less so with my hands around it, squeezing gently at first, taking the air from you with every added increment of pressure. Now breathe. In my presence, that's my air. Yes, all mine. Just like you. Of course, as fun as it is, my hands can't always be around your throat. Breathe again. Good boy. But maybe I have something in this box, hmm? Let's find out. Ah, yes. Here we go.
Exactly what we needed. Doesn't that feel soft on your shoulders? Soft as it slips around and then tightens around your throat. A lovely new leather collar. A collar that shows that you belong to me. You are mine. Now thank me. Thank Mistress Sevis. Good! Before I get anything else out of the mystery box, it's time to put you where I want you. So come on, stand up. Let's just maneuver you to here. Not to get you on the bed, but I want your head at the bottom of the bed, near the edge. I'm still tied behind you. Blindfold still firmly in place. Everything on display for me. Comfortable? Good. So what's next, I wonder? Oh, yes. Yes, this is going to be fun. But so is this. Decisions. This one first, I think. Before I use this one, I need you rock fucking hard. Oh, and look at that, you are rock fucking hard. Did I tell you to get hard? No, I don't think I did. Such a bad boy. And leaking too. So desperate for my attention, aren't you? Well, we both know you're my fuck toy. My dirty, filthy fuck toy. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So hard. So very, very hard. I bet if I kept stroking, I'd make you explode in 2 minutes. Yeah? Does that feel good? I know it does, fucktoy. Thank me for stroking you. But I think that's enough. Aww. Did you think I was going to let you come? Did you think it would be that easy? And you weren't fucking listening when I said I was going to be hard on you. Were you? If you don't listen to me, I will punish you every fucking time. You know, I think you actually enjoy me slapping your cock. Such a fucking pervert. I mean, you must have. Just look at how fucking hard you are. Well, we'll see just how much you enjoy that later, though. Dirty, fucking, masochistic thing that you are. Let's just add a little more moisture. And then slide this over that desperate cock. You feel that? It's a vibrating cock ring, which will stimulate my clit whenever I ride you into the fucking mattress. Oh yes, this toy might be a cock ring, but it's for my benefit. You already know that everything here belongs to me, including every fucking inch of you.
all fucking mine.
But I don't need that vibrator on right now. I have more goodies to unwrap. So, what's next? Oh, yes, of course! Now, I know your hands are safely bound behind you, but I did say I was going to take away your ability to move. These cuffs, made with beautiful leather and a tough chain, fit perfectly around your ankles. And to the headboard. And you're going nowhere. I took away your sight. I took away your breath. I took away your ability to move. I'll take even more from you. And you will beg me to do so. Won't you, my pet? My puppet? My fuck toy. My dirty, bad, filthy boy. One last thing from the mystery box, at least for now. Wonderful. I have so many more toys and tools in that mystery box, but we won't use everything all at once. It's too much fun to keep you guessing. What I have for now is just perfect. You feel this? Running over your lips? Your chin? Your nipples? Down your stomach? And on that rock hard cock. All the way to your inner thigh. Yes. My lovely new riding crop. It clearly likes the taste of your skin. I think it's time for me to ride your face, fuck toy. It's definitely time for me to come. All while my beautiful new crop explores your helpless body. I bet you'd like some moisture in your mouth first. Oh, you probably think I mean the water. Oh no, that's for me. Open your mouth, all the same. Swallow it, fucktoy. Again, open your mouth. Swallow it. Yes, you really are filthy. Such a fucking disgrace. Now, get that freshly lubricated tongue to work while I ride your face. Oh, fuck. That's it, you greedy fucking boy. Do I taste good? I know I do. Your tongue working so hard, sliding up and down my slit. Ah! While I pinch and twist your nipples. My riding crop. Smacks against the same spot your inner thigh. Over and over and over again.
Fuck me with your tongue. Slide it in and out. Oh, fuck. And this cock of yours is pleading for my attention while I ride your face. But you'd love me to suck it or stroke it while I ride your face, huh? No. All it gets is attention from my crop. This is all about me. But what I want, and I want to fucking use you, because you're mine, because I own you. Now suck my clit. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, suck my fucking clit, you fucking slutty boy. My fuck toy. My perverted fucking property. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you fucking dare stop. Oh, fuck. I'm going to come. I'm going to come all over your fucking face. And you will thank me for riding your face. You hear me, fuck toy? Huh? Yeah? Right there. Right fucking there. Don't fucking stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Now that I've had my first orgasm, I bet you're hoping it's your turn, huh? I don't remember making any promises about that at all. I remember saying I was going to test you, be hard on you, more demanding. I said I'd tease you, punish you, degrade you, fuck you. I never said anything at all about making you come. So, I guess you just have to hope that I'm feeling generous, aren't you? You're going to have to hope I take pity on you and your desperate, throbbing cock. Will I reward you, or will I punish you with endless edging? Take you to the brink, make you beg and plead for me to let you come, only for me to stop over and over and over again. Remember, fucktoy, it's not about what you want, it's about what you deserve. Even if you have pleased me, it's about what I want. And I want to hear you whimper and whine. I want to hear you beg while my hand slides up and down, up and down. Come on, fucktoy, beg, beg for release. Aww, you beg so sweetly. Do you think I'm going to let you come, huh? Do you? Nope. You're not going to come. You're not allowed to come. You don't have my permission. I said I was going to test you. And I meant it. And your first test
is on accepting that my pleasure is paramount while yours is merely optional. I'm in control. I'll always be in control. So what I say goes. Luckily for you, we have 3 days together. And over the course of those 3 days, I might yet feel generous and grant you release. But what I won't do is make any promises. I mean, there's just something about you that brings out my sadistic side. Just listen to those moans you make when I twist your nipples. Those whimpers. Well, now, prepare yourself, fucktoy, because the test has only just begun. Hi, Sivus Elny here. Been a while. I've been on vacation in Paris at Japan Expo. I'm back. I saw the script and this is absolutely fucking perfect. Could my phone shut up? Oh well. Anyway. What I meant to say is, whatever is you into, keep it safe, sane, and consensual, or in the realm of fantasy, and we're absolutely fine. There's no worries about anything. At all. Secondly, I've forgotten what I wanted to say. Oh yeah, right. If you need a break, do feel free to take a break. Get your aftercare in, have some hot chocolate, cuddle up in a blanket, something to eat, something to drink, make sure you hydrate, you know all the aftercare steps. And then theoretically, stuff from Gone Wild Audio has supposedly started appearing in other places. If you're in other places, maybe be on Gone Wild Audio. No bad feelings on my end if you prefer wherever you are, but Gone Wild Audio is where all my stuff is and where it comes out first and where I am. So, there you go. Anyway, I should go edit. Bye!